The psalmist says in Psalm 100 that we can shout for joy to the Lord, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. In 1636, amidst the darkness of the 30 Years' War, a German pastor, Martin Rinkert, is said to have buried 5,000 of his parishioners in 1 year at an average rate of 15 per day. His parish was ravaged by war and economic disaster. And in the midst of that darkness, with the shouts of fear outside of his window, he sat down and wrote this table prayer for his children. He said, "Now thank we all our God, with heart and hands and voices, who wondrous things has done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love that still is ours today." Now there is a man who understood that thankfulness comes from God's love, not from outward circumstances. Oh, that we could get there. But can't we with God's help? Remember, the psalmist says, "For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." What if we would take this Bible passage and you would put it in your wallet or your purse for a month, and every time something frustrating happens, before you respond, you would look at this passage and ask yourself how it applies to this situation. How would that change things? To remember that as much as God loves to bless us with outwardly good blessings from our human perspective, he is absolutely zealous about blessing us with whatever it takes to get us to heaven to be with him. How would that change things? It would change everything. Because the Lord is good and he is forever faithful, so he will do what he promises. So this year, whether you've had a great year or a bad year, whether popularity or shame, whether sickness or health, whether life or death, shout for joy to the Lord, because you know who he is and what he's done. He is good and forever faithful. And for that, dear Jesus, we will be eternally grateful. Amen.